Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio, we will discuss Benedict Anderson. Now, Benedict Anderson was an Irish political scientist and he is most famous for the idea of imagined communities. He describes a nation as a collective of imagined communities. And broadly, his works are on the origins and the significance of nationalism. How this idea of nationalism develops and influences people while they are trying to form a nation. And if you have read that famous novel, The Shadow Lines by Amitabh Ghosh, you might have read something on Benedict Anderson. Now, a little bit about the life of Benedict Anderson. His mother was English and his father was Irish, but he himself was born in China when his parents were posted there. But later on, after some time, they all of them migrated to United States in 1941. And thereafter, he did his schooling and university education in the United States. And his doctoral dissertation was on Indonesian politics. And in Indonesia, the leader that was there in power was called Suharto. And in his dissertation, Benedict Anderson criticizes his regime, the Suharto regime. And later on, after completing his doctoral dissertation, Benedict Anderson has also published many other works centered on Indonesian politics and Asian politics in general. And in 1983, his most famous work was published called Imagined Communities, Reflections on the Origin and Spread of Nationalism. Okay, Imagined Communities, Reflections on the Origin and Spread of Nationalism. And in this work, Anderson defines a nation as an imagined community, something imaginary. And the nation is imagined because it entails a sense of communion or horizontal comradeship. Okay, horizontal comradeship between people who often do not even know each other or have not even met each other. And despite their differences, they imagine belonging to the same collectivity. And they attribute to the latter a common history, traits, beliefs, attitudes. And Anderson further defined this imagined community as limited and sovereign. Limited because even the largest nations recognize some boundaries and the existence of other nations beyond them. And sovereign because the nation replaced traditional kinship ties as the foundation of the state. And the fact that the nation is an imaginary construct does not, however, mean that its political effect is any less real. On the contrary, Anderson argues that this imagined community creates a deep horizontal comradeship, okay, comradeship, for which countless people have willingly sacrificed themselves. And another point that he argues is the development of nationalism was caused by the convergence of capitalism and print media. Print media matlab newspaper and anything that is related to print media, journals, mainly newspaper. And according to Anderson, the development of mass vernacular newspapers laid the basis for the nation because their readership could imagine sharing a collective experience of the news irrespective of their geographical distance from each other and of social hierarchies. And jab aap Benedict Anderson ke bare mein padhna, then make sure that you also understand the importance of newspapers. This is what he is trying to highlight. And in particular, the newspapers that are written in vernacular languages or regional languages. And even if you consider the example of Indian nationalism, during India's freedom struggle, there were a lot of vernacular newspapers that helped in the development of nationalism. This idea of nationalism grew because of that. So print media or newspapers are quite important in this development of the idea of nationalism. And Anderson also highlighted the importance of Creole pioneers. Okay, this word is very important. Creole pioneers such as Benjamin Franklin and Simon Bolivar. Okay, Simon Bolivar in leading movements of national liberation. Or Creole kya hota hai? Creole is just a language that has developed from a mixture of languages. Normally, it means a language that has developed from a European language plus an African language. So, the resulting language is called Creole. And Anderson also regarded national belonging as a central but underappreciated factor in the development of the state. And he also criticized liberalism and Marxism for failing to account for the deep attachment people have to their own nation and for the profound historical impact of nationalism since the late 18th century. And unlike many other theoreticians of nationalism, Anderson sharply distinguished it from racism and wrote in positive terms of the capacity of nationalism to unite people across classes and lead them to sacrifice their person for the collectivity. But Anderson's idea of nationalism or imagined communities hasn't gone uncontested. Matlab, he has had many critics as well. And one of the most famous critics is India-born post-colonial theorist called Partha Chatterjee. Inhone bahut criticize kiya hai Anderson ke idea ko. And many other post-colonial theorists have also criticized this idea of nationalism as proposed by Anderson. And these critics say that using the prism of nationalism to study the history of colonized countries is to somehow conflate the experience of the elite or bourgeois with that of the people as a whole. Aur conflate se kya matlab hai? Conflate se matlab hai putting two things together or trying to combine two things. And what Anderson means by this line is that the elite people, or let's say very rich people, their experience has been very different from the experience of the common people, or let's say poor people, or middle class or lower middle class people. So Anderson's idea of nationalism doesn't account for the different experiences which these people have, which the elite people have or the poor people have. And Partha Chatterjee has rejected Anderson's representation of nationalism as the creation of Creole pioneers and argued that nationalism was an ideology imposed by the colonizing power such that even our imaginations must forever remain colonized. And some of the other works of Anderson are The Spectre of Comparisons, Nationalism, South Asia and the World. Okay, The Spectre of Comparisons, Nationalism, South Asia and the World. Uske baad ek aur hai, Language and Power, Exploring Political Cultures in Indonesia. Okay, Language and Power, Exploring Political Cultures in Indonesia, which came out in 2006. And one more is there, Under Three Flags, Anarchism and the Anti-Colonial Imagination. Okay, Under Three Flags, Anarchism and the Anti-Colonial Imagination, and this work came out in 2007. So from an exam point of view, remember that and Benedict Anderson is famous for his concept of imagined communities, and the most famous work of Benedict Anderson is Imagined Communities: Reflections on the Origin and Spread of Nationalism. Second thing, remember that he has also written a lot on Indonesian politics and also on the politics of Southeast Asia. After that, he has also coined the term Creole pioneers. Okay, Creole pioneers. And in the field of nationalism and world history, his contribution is recognized by many people, but there are many critics as well, such as Partha Chatterjee, who criticize Anderson's idea of nationalism.